for tapes of end time meetings, deliverance services, our Lake Hamilton Bible Campground's publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Writes Post Office Box 21516, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, zip 71903.
Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Wednesday evening, October the 23rd, 2002. Seventh Annual Ministers Deliverance Conference being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds. Jim Landry of Christ Outreach, Beaumont, Texas, is the teacher of the evening.
I kind of want to go in the same direction. Tonight, we're going to expose, by the grace of God, a sleeping giant. And I pray certainly that God's perfect will be done. I'm totally at his call. So we're going to trust that His perfect will be done tonight, and that He will equip me and strengthen me in order to deliver this message to you. I would say that tonight we're going to talk about the, for the sake of the tape that will go around the world, and we need to, because in all the nations except America, they are familiar with what I'm about to talk about. And so they need to see that on the newsletter so they can order the tapes. We're going to talk about the spirits of the Orishas, which are really hidden gods of Baal worship. So during the... O-R-I-S-H-A-S. And I may spell it again in a few minutes. I'm going to be sharing a lot of information. Of course, we will certainly be finished before 10, by the grace of God. About a very seductive principality, ever so hidden, and yet right before our very eyes. Perhaps... in the opening statements, and as I share with you about this principality, you may get the impression that I'm only ministering to the men and women of color. However, I can assure you that this principality has no respect to persons and has affected everyone in here to some extent. And I say that very confidently. The material I'm going to share with you is from a few years of research, and that... I'm only going to be able to share some of the basic truths for the time allotted, surface information. In about 6 weeks, I will have one book coming out. You can get it here, called The Kwanzaa Deception, which I'll cover in the end of this teaching, which is in our schools, or most of the schools. And then the book on the hidden gods of the Orisha, I've been saying for 2 years, I'll be finished next year. And that would be through Impact Books. But that's not important. Right now what we want to do is expose the giant, this hidden giant. And hopefully if we have enough time, I will do a mass deliverance so that we can do some, get some deliverance, amen, of this principality, since it has touched each person in here. I'll assure you, everyone has been touched by it. Most of the information I'm going to share with you are from my book notes. And I have struggled with that for 30-some days, and I didn't get any peace until around 5:15 this afternoon. Thank you, Chris. And because I'm more of a, a few scriptures. All right, what you want me to tell next, Lord? What testimony you got next, Lord? And I just like to flow like that. So this is going to be a little different for a high school graduate. Well, I'm back in college again, by the way. So, but anyway, I don't have much formal education, but I got a lot of experience with the Lord. He's taught me a whole lot. And but because of some writings and things He's been showing me, I decided to maybe go back and get some more education to help for whatever He's trying to do in the last days. I remember when I was trying to complete the text on it last year, this principality came, and it looked like inside of a tree. It was bronze, a brown color. Some of you from off the country probably seen a tree, an oak tree that was drying up. And it had very defined muscles. And the hair looked like, I don't know what they call it, in the desert it rose. Weed, tumbleweed hair, real thick. And it was dark wood. It was wood. It was nature worship. And it came to me, and it pointed its finger right at me. And I was right in the midst of studying this thing here a year ago, thinking I was getting close to finishing. I hadn't even got started. And And he says, I'm going to kill you. And I said, yes, but I'll come against you in the name of the Lord. And I woke up. I said, well, they're still on my trail. I thought they gave up about a year ago. Some of you might say, Arisha, I mean, you know, why is that so important? Well, let me ask you a question. None of the people here from overseas don't respond. But only the people from the United States of America, have any one of you heard of Arisha? Okay, so this is why it's so important. This is why we're going to talk about it. In the Gospel of 1 John, the 4th chapter, verse 1, it says, Beloved, believe not every spirit. And I heard that mission upstairs today, too. Incidentally, that was a really good teaching. My sister missed it. I can't wait to go back home and get her lined up to come to Beaumont again. But try the spirits, whether they be of God, because many false prophets are going out of the world. How many of you are aware of the increase of the religious spirits that are just openly manifesting themselves in the congregations doing worship? These are what these original spirits are. These are deities that operate in worship. And the Lord desires that we prove all things, not just prove the teachers or false teachers, but we also need to prove these demonic manifestations that are manifesting in the congregations. Now, over the years, for some reason, the Lord, since I've been studying this material, has been exposing various material to me. I'm sure most of you are familiar with the Sword Ministries and the Beatlemania and all of that stuff that's going all through Canada and America that's been going on for a number of years. So this ought to be a little different twist. I would strongly encourage you to get the tape because I don't know if anybody, and I've talked to ministers all over the country, and several in here have been working with me for at least 5 years, including several people, believe me, from around the world. And I don't know if anybody's ever taught on this before to the context I'm going to teach on it. So it might be good to have it because you don't know when you're going to run into somebody and you have some reference. And Job 38:7, the Lord describes when in the morning stars sang together and all the sons of God shouted for joy. Here he describes the high cherubim, Lucifer, before he fell. And Lucifer knew and he sang the song of heaven. Now let's consider this. Now as a fallen musician, more than evermore knows the power of song to direct and affect us. Amen. Satan sees music as perhaps his most influential tool to seduce us and draw us away from true worship in the Spirit of God.
Amen.
Several years ago, I was introduced to these Baal spirits of the Orisha. There was a family that were with us at that time. And they suggested that I seriously consider attending a presentation that was given by a doctor from Berkeley of anthropology. And it was been given at our local university, for the sake of the tape, I'm doing all this, in Beaumont, Texas, Lamar University. She presented this 2 years in a row, of which I attended both of the lectures during Black History Month. I don't attend anything like that because it was from a spiritual context. And I really believe God said, go listen to what she has to say. All right. The speaker had studied the Orisha for several years and even had lived amongst them in the country of Brazil. While she was there, she was also encouraging everyone of us to become acquainted with the Orishas. And I would assume that this larger group that was in there, it was more than here, that there had to be Christians in there that were supporting this Black History Month. The Orisha have their earliest known manifestations found in West Africa. And as a result of slavery, these principalities were imparted to the men of color throughout the Cuba, France, the Caribbean, the Americas, Mexico, the United States, and many other countries that I can't list here over the last 400 years. Without question, this evil principality has been worshipped for many generations within this continent, obviously under many disguises and several different names, who all have their origin from Satan. It's a nature worship, Baal worship. And the word Orisha is linked to a people in Nigeria called the Yoruba. These Yoruba, the name for Orisha means head. And then there's another name called Ori, is the Orisha name for the symbol of one's essence, of one's personality. We get in a spiritual parallel here, so the Yoruba believe that the Orisha, the spiritual head before birth, chooses an individual's personal fate. Now, the original, the head, is that which, for all its uniqueness, also contains and expresses the spirit of her ancestor reincarnated. And this is what we are going. If you'll bear with me for a few minutes, I'll assure you that we will rain on everyone's parade here today, because finally this deliverance ministry is speaking on something that won't affect me. Well, I think you're going to be a little surprised when I tell you where he's at. I think we have too many Christians today that are compromising because they love to listen to a little jazz music, but I'm going to tear up your jazz music in a minute. Well, anyway, God's Word says in Colossians 2:8 that beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit after the traditions of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ, for in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power. To us, the body of Christ, we are complete in Jesus. However, many in the church have identity problems, looking for love in the wrong places. And they have accepted this counterfeit head that's been introduced throughout the universities around our country in the form of some type of new enhancement to make them think better about themselves. And what it is a God of mixture. It's mixture. And the kind of God we serve he wants us to separate from these things of the world. Now, without question, this evil principality of worship have managed to infiltrate many unsuspecting congregations throughout the world. And will continue to infiltrate these congregations unless the Lord tears them down. And so that's where we come in. God wants to use us. He wants to equip us with these truths so that we can identify and take out the enemy. Now, I believe that particularly Christian men and women of color should strongly consider this information and properly breaking the soul ties and the generational curses associated with this principality. And in fact, I believe it would be safe to say everyone present has been affected in some way. Now, I'm going to look at just a few names of these principalities. A list like this, and then they narrow down to about 13 to 16 kings. And I'm going to narrow down just to less than that just for the sake of time. One of the ones I want to mention, because we've kind of heard this in movies or on TV or on a special news program or something, Shango. Shango is one of the deities. He's considered the third and or fourth king of Oyo. And he's responsible for a dispenser of justice, thunder, fire, dance, drums, storms. Yes, remember the Canaanite Baal? The storm god. Now, Shango had three wives. Or has three wives in their realm. And one is called Oshun. And that's supposed to be his wife, and she's considered a river. And you know, just bear with me for a minute. I want to get past these little preliminaries. Then the second wife is called Obar. She's considered a river. It's the reason for me telling you this. And then the third wife is supposed to be his most beautiful wife. And she is a little different, though, because she's considered winds, storms, nature, once again, the Niger River, and the dead. Okay, just for the sake of a few more names here, that's Old Babalui, which speaks of King and Uruk, and they say his name is so dangerous you can't even speak it. And then there's Old Batala, who's supposed to be the creator who shapes each child in the womb. Now, remember, we're talking about worship here tonight. We're talking about worship. I know we're getting a lot of facts here, but we're going into an area of worship here. Now, these are all Baal spirits. Now, that is the Imoye, the mother of waters. Now, I gave you Shango's three wives, were all rivers, associated with rivers. Now, Imoye is the mother of waters of all of the Orisha. Then Ifa, the principle of order, embodiment of knowledge. And then there is one that's supposed to be the god of wisdom and the god of holiness. Rimina is supposed to be a personification of all of the Orisha, but not strictly an Orisha. If I was to take you through a list of the Orisha, then you'll find them all associated with the water, which speaks of life. And let me give you a report that Mitzi gave to me a few months ago. And true to my nature that God's placed in me, I look over things. we need to search out these things, people. And this is written in the first person to the apostle in Nigeria. And this was an account by a pastor there in the country of South Nigeria. I was an evangelist in eastern Nigeria, and I relocated to Lagos, the national capital, in hope that I would plant a church and it would grow rapidly. And I would soon be a successful minister, so I started a church. About 2 years later, I had nothing to show for my efforts beyond a few members. So I visited with another pastor whose church I had seen growing very rapidly, and I asked him, what's your secret is? And he laughed and asked if I really wanted to know. So after some serious discussion, he gave me an appointment for further discussions. And when I called to make the appointment, he said that he would go somewhere with me to meet someone whom he assured me that my church would grow beyond my imagination. I know none of us would be so naive, you know. And so we drove to Victoria Island Beach in Lagos. And I'm right now in fellowship with three Africans right now that's been right in the camp here. And I study all this because I want to know what we're dealing with. We walked together in a place in the seafront. Then he drew a sign in the sand. He stepped into it and asked me to step in. So we stood there for a while, and he spoke a few strange words, and suddenly I saw myself going swiftly through waters into a beautiful home. There was a beautiful woman, seated like a queen, and the whole place was decked out beautifully, and my partner introduced me and stepped back. The woman queen, whatever she was, told me she knew why I came and assured me that I would have my wishes if I fulfilled her conditions, that I would have a powerful ministry packed with signs and wonders. My church would go to 500 in the first year, 5,000 in 5 years. Her conditions were that I should get married to her right away, and we should go to bed together, and I have to give her some souls as she instructed me. Well, I was very annoyed, and I told her I'm already married, and there was no way I could make love to her and marry her. She was naive there. That wouldn't happen to us, I'm sure. She exploded with anger, and I angrily stood my ground against her and argued. And suddenly I saw myself at the beach shore, alone. The person that was with me wasn't there anymore, and I went home bewildered. And it is now clear to me that I had just escaped from a terrible trap of Satan, and at no point did my fellow pastor tell me clearly what his power source was and what the basis of his church growth. He did not mention the marine demon Marion Queen. I was not prepared for what I encountered that day. Only God saved my life, and he gave me the grace to resist the demands of that queen of the coast, as a Marian demon is usually called. And as I gave thanks to God for my deliverance, the Lord told me to go and warn believers to beware and the danger of enticing, the danger of entering into a church because of miracles, because of signs and healings are performed in the church. And I should tell the people that much of the church growth and the supernatural power being flooded around today in the churches are not from him. And that is why I dedicated my life to acts of preaching the good news and warning Christians of this wicked trap of Satan, which is intended to draw people into his kingdom through ministers who are using polluted power. I just thought I'd add that.
Amen,
without question, this evil principality of worship, or the Orishas, have managed to infiltrate many unsuspecting congregations. The Israelites followed the Canaanites' religious practices, and it led to a series of oppressions, of which God raised up 12 judges to save Israel. The Canaanite most significant deity was Baal, the storm god. And as you might recall, Baal is the one, even though Il was in charge, it was Baal that received the worship from the people. And the Orisha Shango is called the storm god, and Obabalu is called the king of the earth, or father of gods. And we can't go into a lot of detail with that, but there'll be much more in the book, because now, after a couple of years, I'm starting to now see the parallels in the scriptures. And I see why it's taken so long before publication, which I've never been in a rush about doing anything like that anyway. So Shango and Obabalu are the principal gods worshipped in Cuba and Brazil. Much of our music, our culture, dance is coming from the country of Brazil. It is very provocative. I was a program on TV one day, and I caught it on one of the history stations. I looked at that. It was very provocative. We're seeing a lot of the moonwalk, break dancing, and you're going to find that these rituals were also involved in the Little Richard transferred over to Elvis Presley, and then the list can go on, and all of the Latino and Latin-flavored rock and music. Twice this year I was in Mexico, Cozumel and Calica, one on a vacation with my wife, and the second one I took several senior citizens with me on a cruise, and I used them 5 days to study and relax, and I just had wonderful fellowship. When I came back, I was fired up and ready to go. And I lost weight, too. I don't know how that happened, but I lost weight. 5 pounds, I remember. while I was in Cozumel, in Mexico, Obabe Louie is a deity that's openly worshipped. I mean, in front of the stores, I mean, this big old picture of this thing, and I took pictures of it, you know, and in many of the businesses. And later in this message, you'll understand why much emphasis was placed on Shango and Obabe Louie. And there are Shango cults that are making their presence known in many countries and throughout the country. So, remember, I'm ministering to you here from my book notes, so I ask your patience there. The origin of the Orisha can be found in Nigeria amongst the Yoruba land. And the Yoruba constitute one of the major ethnic groups in Nigeria. The Yoruba are very deeply religious people and have a strong belief in the existence of supernatural powers and that these supernatural powers affect everyday life of man for good or evil. The descendants of the Yoruba, sold into slavery, retain certain aspects of their old culture, natural and spiritual. And when I began my research several years ago, the Orisha religion in this country was primarily located in one area, and that was in New York only. Okay, and then a couple of years later, Mitzi contacted me and sent me something in the mail, and they had started a group in Houston, Texas. Well, it was a few years later, they organized a local chapter at our university, Lamar University, Beaumont, Texas. It was in Beaumont. I said, well, maybe that's why God got me learning about this thing. It's right in my own door. I mean, why shouldn't it be? It's probably in most of the universities where the Doctor of Anthropology and others are going doing the lectures. Currently, they are one of the fastest hidden religious cults spreading its lies throughout the world. Several years ago, because I was talking with Bill Banks, I think it was, me, Sister Missy, and Bill Banks, and just about everybody's wrote on voodoo. I've read some of the material from different people wrote on voodoo. Nobody ever mentioned these things, and this is the deities that the people in voodoo worship, but that's why they're called hidden gods. Nobody even know they exist. And I've asked some of the authorities on this stuff, and we were talking several years ago, and Bill say, right on it, Jim, right now. I said, maybe somebody else could do that. So anyway, we're working on it. But several years ago, when we began to research and began to track this thing, there was only one website on the internet. Only one. And I also was familiar with the internet when the deliverance work here started, the annual deliverance workers conference started when Chris talked about the internet. But there was only one website at that time. Today, the list is too numerous to even keep up with it. You wouldn't believe what's going on here. And I think Christian leaders throughout the faith should be acquainted with this deception. You pastors and elders here, particularly the descendants of Africa, Cuba, South America, the Caribbean, Mexico, and many other countries, which includes our country here, United States of America. The importance to us all as pastors and is the breaking of the generational curses again, the breaking of the soul ties that have followed the descendants of the African sold into slavery throughout the world, and that we might recognize the Orisha's operation within our society right now. What are they doing? The Orisha have taken many captives through their infiltration of the Christian worship services. Many unsuspecting Christians are permitting these gods of counterfeit worship to control their worship. There are many ways in which charismatic witchcraft manifests itself by its manipulating influence. However, through the years of practicing deliverance, I have found no other gods today so hidden, so overlooked as the gods of the Yoruba land, the Orisha. These principalities, like other evil spirits, they desire worship. However, this principality considers itself the god of worship. It's his show, and he will freely, if not discerned, manifest himself doing praise and worship in several different ways. In the book of Exodus, the 14th chapter, after the children of God had come out of the great deliverance escaping Pharaoh and in his chariots, in 14:31, and Israel saw that the great work which the Lord did upon the Egyptians, and the people feared the Lord, and believed the Lord and His servant Moses. Then right into the next chapter it says, then sang Moses and the children of Israel this song unto the Lord and spake, saying, I will sing unto the Lord, for He had triumphed gloriously, the horse and his rider had He thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength and song, and He has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will prepare Him a habitation, my Father's God, and I will exalt Him. And then in verse 11, it says that, who is like unto Thee, O Lord, amongst the gods? Who is like Thee, glorious in holiness, fearful in praise, doing wonders? And then down here we see Miriam in verse 20, the prophetess, the sister of Aaron, took a timbrel in her hand, and all the women went out after her with timbrels and with dances. And Miriam answered them, sing ye to the Lord, for He had triumphed gloriously, the horse and his rider had He thrown into the sea. I suppose to you that though Israel toiled under hard taskmasters for many years, amidst their groans was there not a song, a sound of praise to their God and a hope in their deliverer? Perhaps it was that song that first caused Moses to recognize his true inheritance and question his allegiance. I propose to you, perhaps later to Moses' great satisfaction, he sought a song that had been silenced through slavery and oppression and burst forth victoriously as he and the people of Israel led out of Egypt through the Red Sea. In Exodus, the 32nd chapter, verse 17, the scripture says, and when Moses had come out of the mount with the tables of testimonies, in verse 17, and when Joshua heard the noise of the people as they shouted, he said unto Moses, there is a noise of war in the camp. And he said, well, it is not the voice of them that shout for mastery, neither is it the voice of them that cry for being overcome, but the noise of them that sing do I hear. And then that's much more scriptures about that. Let me just propose to you that later, is it because Moses recognized the difference in music and knew there was a difference that he so quickly discerned coming down from Mount Sinai that God's people had fallen into idolatry? Well, true, you know, God did tell Moses on the mountain what was happening. But true also that Moses only needed to hear the sound to have it confirmed that the people had indeed fallen into idolatry. And remember, he had lived in Egypt. So he did not have to see the golden calf. Nor God's people worship before it. It was sound and not sight that told him without a doubt what was happening. Moses knew the sound, but Joshua didn't. And do we have that kind of discernment and response today? Amen. Do we need it? Amen. Absolutely we need it. And Ezekiel, the 28th chapter, verse 11, the scripture says, moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, son of man, take up a lamentation upon the king of Tyrus. Say unto him, thus saith the Lord God, thou sealest the sum up the sum full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. Thou hast been in Edom and the garden of God. Every precious stone was thou covered. Then he goes on to describe the stones. And then the workmanship of thy tabrets and of thy pipes was prepared in thee in the day that thou was created. Thou art the anointed cherub, reflected God's glory, that covered, and I have set thee so. Thou wast upon the holy mountain of God. Thou hast walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. Thou wast perfect in thy ways from the day that thou was created till iniquity was found in thee. God says until iniquity was found in Satan. So even after the fall, let's consider this, Satan continues to draw worship unto himself. It is unfortunate that many unsuspecting Christians are providing it. Now, the world can't help itself, but we ought to be able to help ourselves because we got the Lord. Yeah. And He's given us the gifts. And the church, I could go into another teaching here. The whole church, everybody is involved in the ministry here. There are congregational and governmental gifts, and God wants everybody involved in the ministry, not just one man. In the book of the book of Isaiah, the 14th chapter, you know the scriptures. I'm going over a few scriptures, but certainly we want you to go back and search these out and get a deeper and a stronger revelation from the Father. In Isaiah 14:12, it says, how art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer? If you go back, you'll see these scriptures all parallel. Son of the morning, how art thou cut down to the ground, which did weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven, and I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit up also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north, and I will sit above the heights of the people, up the heights of the clouds, and I will be like the Most High. Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell to the sides of the pit. The very first sin in history, if I might use that term, if you permit it, just for the sake of tonight's teaching, was when Lucifer wanted to be a god and to draw all worship unto himself. Then we see the expression of worship in the book of Revelation, the fifth chapter, and I'm not going to read all the scriptures, but we're familiar with it, where in 8, the Bible says that, and when he had taken the book and the four beasts, and 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials of full of odors, which are the prayers of the saints. They sung a new song. And then there's much more scripture here going on down to verse 12. The point is that music is a gift from heaven. And we will all join the angels around God's throne and sing a new song to the Lamb who sits on the throne. To him be blessings, honor, glory, and power forever. Verse 12. So it is so very clear from this fifth chapter of Revelation that music has power. Well, in fact, in it, all kinds of music has power for our jazz lovers. I don't know if any jazz lovers here. That seems like a very common thing with me when they come to me, Brother Landry, what about jazz? Music, particularly those that have distinct drum rhythms, distinctive rhythmic stimulation from the drums, have been used to stir armies to war, to fight fearlessly in a battle against great odds, and they win. Now, if you study our history and Britain history, you'll see where drums were used extensively. I'm certain it's a tool Satan is using through rap, through rock music, to promote violence, a spirit of rebellion. Several years ago, let me stir your memory up for a minute, our military used heavy metal music to drive out a drug lord. They took the speakers, they put them in the middle of the road, then the army started to speak and go on there with all that hard rock music, and they pointed at a Catholic building there, assembly hall or something, and y'all might remember his name, Manuel Noriega, the president of Panama City. He was already drugged up and everything. That's all it took, the combination of rock music and drugs, and he ran out. He gave himself up. And that was some real good new type military strategy. Some of you remember that, right? For some reason, I never could forget that. And that was a study done on worship, on music, and using soft temper type music, and they placed plants around it, and the plants began to grow and continue to grow and flourish. Then they took in another room and they played hard rock and heavy metal music, and they said the plants grew away from the music and then died. So when I come to your house, and oh, you say, now it's Christian rock. Well, you're killing yourself, you're killing your children. Ah, okay. I believe that all kinds of music hold power because it does affect us body, soul, and spirit. And even without words, just think about it. The melody sound, the beat calls us to respond. I played many, many years. I played every instrument except the reeds. I played professionally. I played in bands. And it was one of the most difficult spirits to be free of. And I put on a good show. I mean, I could play congas, bongos, drums, everything. Trumpets, trombones, I mean, the whole works, piano. And I did it all for the work of the devil. And I played overseas here, and I couldn't get on there and tap anything right now. But I can read it, and I can write it, and I can understand when it then went demonic. And I think we all ought to be able to get there. We at least be able to discern the demonic from the spiritual. And so, as the drum begins to beat in music, we begin to sway with its rhythm. We tap our feet, we clap our hands, and we begin to march before any words or song. So the music tells us, in many cases, what to do, and we do it. Music has power to teach us, move us, direct us, give us feelings, change our feelings. And this is why it's so important that we understand who we worship, why we worship, and how to worship. Very few of us present have not, at some point in our lives, been seduced by these orisha spirits. There are hundreds of recording artists. Remember, you wouldn't always save people. There are hundreds of recording artists recording and performing the traditional original music. Also, there are many songs celebrating and praising or even mentioning the orishas in the song. I'm sure most of us can remember or identify with the television series I Love Lucy. No, you still watch it. I know it's so innocent. Well, while we're being entertained by Lucy's humor, her television husband, Ricky, or Dez Arnaz, he sang many Latin tunes One of the name was Shango, another one was Old Bobby Louie, and he played his elongated drum. And I'm 13 years old, and I'm going, "Old Bobby Louie, ah, yay! Old Bobby, you did that too. You were cursed, your grandchildren." That reminds you of Worthy, huh? Okay. But anyway, okay. Well, let's think about it, though. But anyway, the original Old Bobby Louie, whom Desi and millions, including myself, viewers were singing to, means the king of the earth. And the scriptures tell us that, you know, that we need to separate from the God of this world. And so Satan, I think, healthily promoted this television series. It was a smash. And he promoted it very well so that millions of unsuspecting individuals would worship him and be cursed. And anybody ever thought about breaking that one? Okay, so the church, that was a church formed in Hawaii, in Miami, called the Church of Lukumi Baba Lue in America, and was organized in 1993, and I watched this church the last 4 or 5 years in Miami. Well, okay, maybe you wasn't a Lucy watcher, but there's still several others that I won't be able to cover here tonight, but you just buy the book. Another individual that all of us can relate to is Carlos Santana. Mm. Carlos moved to San Francisco in 61. He joined the melting pot of the cultural, political, and artistic change. And in 66, he took his music to and his Santana Blues Band to the people. During the following 2 years, the group was swept up in a whirlwind of acclaim and popularity that carried them to the Woodstock Festival. And by the way, I lived in San Antonio, so we had the privilege of going to a lot of concerts here and overseas. And I lived overseas 2 years in Japan, outside of Tokyo. It was there Santana, demon, Latin-flavored rock was delivered to the masses. This is very important here. All, so if you say I just listened to the good ones, all of Santana albums, and I did look at them, worship the original because he is so bold, he lets you pull out the words and look at them. Perhaps you remember songs like Evil Ways, Black Magic Woman, okay. And I'm 49, so this guy's 10 or 12 years older than I am. And I was turning the station about 10:30 the other night, one night, a couple of days ago, and he was on TV with one of these talk show hosts. I don't keep up with him. Johnny Carson, I do remember him. You couldn't help it, 15, 20 years on the air. But anyway, he was on there with the Dave Matthews Band, and he was up there playing and looking like a teenager. But let me tell you what happened. His most recent album, Supernatural, is what it's called. Somebody, I see your heads out there going, yeah. Somebody else, he got a new one?
Coming out this week.
Okay, so just pull out the words and see what they say. It won 10 weeks in the top slot on the Hot 100, as well as he won a Grammy for that. And this man in his 60s. Okay, but anyway, but what's in his message? What's in Santana's message? I don't know about you, but I mean, I was caught up in that movement. I didn't know which power I was going with, hippie power, black power, whatever. All I was out there, I was partying. I had a good time out there in the world. I thought I did. I was dying. To God save me, amen. And so I was out there, people. Believe me, I did it all. I've met Sly and his family stones, and I've done everything. Like I said, they tried to trap me in the music world many years ago. Okay, so let's consider what's in the message. Let's examine one of his songs, in particular the song Shango that he sings. Okay? And as I told you earlier, Shango is considered a ruling divinity. He's Baal. He's over the wars, lightning, dispenser of justice. He's a warrior spirit. Now, this is the lyrics. Denial. Hold on. I mean, it doesn't make sense, you know. Denial. Hold on. Night hunting time. Nowhere to run. It's late evening. An over yoke. Oshon. That's the name of a spirit, Orisha. Body servant. What does it take to win your love? At least we can understand that one. Let me inside, warrior Shango. Okay, but here in this lyric, he also names another Orisha named Oshon. And Oshon represents the goddess of love in this thing, sexuality, beauty, and diplomacy. And I believe this could very well be, and I need to go back and do a little bit more research before I actually put it in print, the goddess of Canaan, Astaroth. Now, Astaroth was the goddess of fertility, love, and war. Shango is a picture of Baal worship, and he's considered the fourth king of the Yoruba, and according, of course, to the erroneous teachings, was immortalized as a thunder god responsible for moral terror. No doubt, this evil spirit was one of the principalities Satan used in the early 60s to bring down our country's morals, promoting anger, violence, sexual fornication, and it is very clear that Carlos Santana is invoking this principality in this song, this warrior spirit, and the lust spirit, Oshon, to enter the spirit of mankind while we participate in the worship, the song. Okay. Other songs that he put out, such as Live Forever, give worship to Orande, who is the God of Justice and Iron. And one song, Dancing in the Spirit, Spirits Dancing in the Flesh, clearly states, can't you see them all around? They're all around us. Spirits dancing all around us. Well, we know what Carlos was seeing, and he was desiring that we see. And I might have been out a few days. I might have saw all that one time. I don't remember. I don't know about you, but when I went all the way out, I was all the way. My dad went and got all kind of people to come get his son. took 12 years for my dad to believe I was really a man of God. And then we had church. And I prayed for him and mom and broke curses and asked for their blessings. And he kissed me and I blessed my family. So now I'm waiting on a family reunion so I can get up there and bless them all.
Amen.
These spirits had doorways to mankind through Santana's music without question. Santana worked with the Grateful Dead. He worked with Jimi Hendrix. Recently, Lauryn Hill, Dave Matthews, and many others. And people, Lucy and Carlos, are just the beginning. We must renounce these past involvements and break the generational curses, the soul ties. For when you and I participated in this worship, we were in fact worshiping the devil. Now, something else I want to cover just briefly is sonic driving. I've covered music. I've covered some musicians that have actually called upon the original in their songs. And another area I want to cover briefly is something called sonic driving. It is used in all original ritual possession meetings. Sonic driving has a various obvious relationship to drum-induced possession. Individuals that have been prepared to receive their orishas are taught to reach a state of desired possession of their orisha by dancing to the music, which is accompanied with pronounced and rapid drum beats. Now, when the orisha manifests, there are frequent fine tremors of head, limbs, convulsive jerks may also be evident. The orisha has now arrived and he delivers a message which is considered prophet or prophetic. And so there are different variations to sonic driving, one for the original rituals, one for rock music, one for rap music, still another for jazz, and of course, there's another for the infiltration of the church. And I'm sure we've been in some worship services in our youth years in the Lord, and things really got going there, and people was really moving, and, you know, and they prophesied to you. But anyway. Orishas in the Christian church. Can't give you a bunch of testimonies on this, so for the sake of time. In one particular denomination that I was a fellowship with for quite a number of times, a year and a half perhaps, there was a great emphasis on the support of drums. I won't tell you the name of this anyway. These are spirit-filled people we're talking about here. And we're dealing with a principality and not the people. Okay. So I don't need to name it. There was a great emphasis on the support of drums during the testimony and worship services. And other musical instruments were used, of course. But however, it was believed by these groups that the main drum rhythm heightened the response of the Holy Ghost, and who supposedly showed up in their midst. As I look back several years during one particular service, I can clearly remember the drummer playing the drums along with the piano player that was singing and shouting. And then suddenly the drummer's main rhythm changed from that of accompanying the piano and singers to pronounced and rapid drum beats. He just went out all. Okay, but anyway, it just kept going, and everybody else kind of backed off there. The piano player, the singers, everybody stopped, submitted to what they considered the move of the Spirit. He began to strike the drum, strike after strike, over and over again, sometimes using multiple fractions to heighten the response. And during this manifestation, several individuals were also dancing with a distinct pattern, which might be called the two-step Holy Ghost shuffle, dragging their feet. Sometimes turn themselves completely around, and when the percussionist reached the desired level of rhythmic stimulation, he entered into a trance. He was bound. All right. In the trance, the drumsticks remained in his hands on the snare drum. Wasn't moving. He was completely bound, unable to move, and I began to observe saliva fluids began to flow out of his mouth, went past the drum all the way to the floor. It was a constant flow all the way to the floor steadily, and they thought the Holy Ghost was purging him. And so many in the Christian church are being seduced by these counterfeit spirits, and I sincerely believe that anything which is introduced in the assembly which causes what we thought to be the Holy Ghost I've never really been a kind of bitter person about ministry. I was raised a Christian and a Catholic and a Methodist and a Baptist and a Temple of Elijah Muhammad, Apostolic, Pentecostal. And then Brother Dean got me delivered. So I never was about a bitter person. So I just was left confused. I didn't judge it. I mean, you know, I don't want that spirit. You might have a special call as a prophet. You have to deal with it. I understand because I work with prophets too in our group. But it's just I just thank God what he got me doing. Oh, boy. Whatever you're doing, love. That's the main thing, love. And but anyway, we should cover the gifts of the Holy Spirit and be able to discern the wrong spirits which counterfeit. And then looking back with the understanding I have today and of the various ceremonies performed within the voodoo, Santeria, Orisha religion, religious rituals, certainly the Orisha ritual acts have been introduced into the Christian churches throughout the world. Over the years, I've witnessed what is generally referred to as the Holy Ghost dance. And though I never attended a Orisha or Santeria or voodoo or any type of satanic ritual personally, I have not attended one. I did receive video footage of the Orisha meetings. Now, during a ritual ceremony, women perform their traditional ritual dance dressed in long white lace dresses. I forgot what they call them. You find them in the old southern homes. These women dance in a fashion that is completely parallel to what I've observed in the church meetings at some fellowships years back. With their two-step shuffling, moving forward and then in reverse, turning around with the drummer's rhythm. During the Orisha entry, the drums is playing, things are going on, people are dancing, and they're waiting for that Orisha to show up, or waiting for the spirit to move. But anyway, during the Orisha's entry or possession of its selected worshiper in that particular dance, the possessed individual is then placed under the control of the arrived Orisha, completely knocked out. The Orisha takes over. The Orisha speaks to the group, prophesying good or evil. Normally, it's good things like going to have crops and good rains or whatever. Depending on what is received or desired, degree of worship, the food preparations that were presented to it were satisfactory, or a number of other variables. In several Christian meetings I've attended, the same manifestation have occurred. The individuals dance, they become overtaken what is believed the Holy Ghost, usually enter into a trance, and sometimes prophesying to the hearers. And doing both of these examples, the worship begins to dance out of control prior to the arrival of the Spirit, I consider to be the Orishas. My question is, should our dances unto God be the same dance used by the practitioners of voodoo, Santeria, and other satanic rituals? And I say absolutely not. We are they that worship God in spirit and in truth. And the scriptures never teach the believer to worship God in the flesh, to entertain ourselves or others. And certainly the Lord does not take full control of our minds to such an extent. I believe certainly this is the work of evil spirits. The Orisha worshipers that I've observed through video were invoking the Orisha no differently than what I've witnessed in several Christian services, a lot more than several. Believers were instructed or encouraged to dance in a two-step shuffling manner to an aggressive, fast-paced music melody with a distinct drum beat that always accompanied it. The drum beat being the aggressor, and I've observed in many of the testimony services the mixture of the testimony and the drum beat, and the individuals and everybody get excited because of the beat. Somebody says something, a miracle or something that's happening in their life, and then there's a pop, 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 then boom, the music kicks off, everybody running, 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 then the music pop, 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 pop. But anyway, it's a different type of beat there. I don't have it. I try not to laugh at anything I say. It's okay on your end, but anyway, on my end it's not. These individuals truly believe that the Holy Ghost has shown up. Many will begin at this time running around the building, shouting, while others fall out in trances. And many times the minister will say at that time the doors of the church open. Individuals are coming forward to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, the salvation, healing. And, of course, the Orishas are present also counterfeiting the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And these counterfeits will give words of prophecy. And all of this happens during the worship service. The music, the drumming, the dancing causes an individual, sometimes several, to reach a heightened state of possession, and the Orisha has arrived and nobody knows it. Well, until now. Just a few minutes on the birth of Santeria and Lukumai. The Yoruba religion was also brought to the Hispanic Caribbean approximately 400 years ago by the African slaves. The worship of the Orishas remained traditionally strong amongst the African community until the Spanish conquerors began to prohibit its practice. And when the Spaniards reached the new lands, they brought with them the religion of their reigning king, and that was Queen Isabella's religion. She was a Catholic. The slaves were forced to accept the Catholic faith as their new religion. However, the slaves secretly refused to give up their religious beliefs, so the slaves were punished or even put to death if they were caught worshiping their ancestors or Orishas. Therefore, in order to continue that worship of the Orishas, the Africans had to find a way to practice their religion. They cleverly hid the religion behind the Catholic statues, religious practices, and, of course, the saints. This was the birth of Santeria, or the Way of the Saints, which is a very popular religious practice amongst the Hispanic and many other cultures. I can assure you that very few in the Hispanic community who practice Santeria really are aware of its origin. In Santeria, God is seen as the creator of the universe and humanity, and in this deception, the Orishas synchronized with Catholic saints who are considered repositories of God's powers and the mediators between God, between humanity and the supreme being. You know, we only have one mediator, Christ Jesus. And you go back to scripture references, Hebrews 7, 22, 25, Hebrews 8, 6, and then John 14, 6, where Jesus says that I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh to the Father but by me. So Jesus is our only mediator between humanity and God. Now, there is a branch of the Santeria called Lukumai, and I might have the different pronunciations, Lukumai Orisha worship. And Lukumai religion is very similar to that of Santeria. While Santeria utilizes the Catholic saints and prayers for ritualistic purposes, Lukumai, they don't do that. This group make their African images to represent their Orishas, very clear, and make little or no use of Christian prayers. And the Lukumai religion is a less diluted form of Orisha worship, and mostly concentrated in Cuba. Santeria and Lukumai are two forms of Orisha worship that Santeria and Lukumai are two forms of Orisha worship that developed in Cuba during the era of forced slavery. Now, when the Great Migration of Cubans occurred, the religions were dispersed throughout the Hispanic Caribbean. And people, when it comes to deliverance, the well runs real deep. The Orishas hidden in behind voodoo. The voodoo religion practiced primarily in Haiti, Cuba, Trinidad, Brazil, Africa, the southern of the United States, especially in Louisiana. Voodoo combines the elements of Roman Catholicism and tribal religion of the Western Africa, particularly Benin, which is a country west of Nigeria. The voodoo cults also worship ancestors. And more generally the dead, which the same, all three of them, all necromancers, forbidden by scripture, Deuteronomy 18, 9 through 12. The principal evil spirit in voodoo are the Loa, which may often vary from cult to cult. The Loa are African tribal gods that are usually identified with Roman Catholic saints, once human, now they have become divine. Some of the elements of voodoo, Santeria, Lukumai, are food offering, dancing, drumming, sacrifice, and of course, the worship of the ancestors. So during the voodoo ritual, each dancer behaves in a manner and characteristics of possessing the spirit, and while in a trance, performs cures, gives advice and prophecy. The same spirit, the same pattern. Voodoo is nothing more than African witchcraft brought to America during the slave trading years. And although this particular group adapted a different name to identify their ancestors, the food offerings, the worship, the dancing, the drumming are true characteristics of Orisha. And in fact, several Orisha are named in their program, in their deception. One is Obatala, the family of Ogun spirits, Shango, Degao, which is the Nigerian ruler over ancestry. I'm telling you, the Orisha is what we're going after. Everybody else, we've been going after the surface spirits too long. We need to go after the hidden gods. That's why the people are not getting delivered. And finally, I want to look at the celebration of Kwanzaa, and which its primary purpose is to worship the hidden gods of the Orisha, which are the ancestors. The Orisha's worship in this celebration, the particular Orisha, is called Odu Ifa, which means principle of order and knowledge. And they have other Orishas in this, but for the sake of time, we want to narrow it down to this one. In 1966, Kwanzaa was created. Its emphasis was primarily placed upon family, communion, and culture. This is the final one for tonight. During this celebration, very little is mentioned concerning worship of the gods of the African ancestry. However, to the informed believer, it is evident Kwanzaa is the same traditional worship of the ancestors of Africa, carefully hidden behind symbols, culture, and communal celebrations. Kwanzaa was created in the United States, not in Africa. Kwanzaa is currently celebrated in many schools across the United States of America. In fact, the schools in my city, Beaumont, we have a very large school district, and the city 15 miles away, Port Arthur, Texas, is celebrated. It's on TV, etc. Perhaps you're familiar with the Kwanzaa celebration. Its founder, Dr. Karenga, created Kwanzaa during the 1960s Black Liberation Movement. Dr. Karenga states Kwanzaa is considered a celebration of the recovery of African culture from the ravages and ruins of the Holocaust, of enslavement, and subsequent continued oppression by the dominant society. I believe it's clear to whom he's referring to, white folk. Anyway, it's good to have a good laugh about it. Oh, Lord. And yet this celebration is being introduced and being accepted throughout the school system. All it takes is one parent that decides to go to the school board and say it's over in this school, it's in that school, why we can't have it, and nobody else voted out, and they want to keep that quiet, they just introduce it. Okay, so in fact, this whole Kwanzaa deception is clearly prejudicial to the gospel of Jesus Christ. It violates God's first commandments, thou shalt have no other gods before me. Kwanzaa is an African, American, Pan-American holiday celebrated the December the 26th through January the 1st in America, South America, Brazil, Britain, the Caribbean, some parts of Africa, although, and I do have some friends in Africa and that live here and go back and forth that I know personally, and they are not familiar with it. And one of my friends has a doctorate, and they don't even know about this thing. So it's a big deception here. Dr. Karenga states in his writings that Malcolm X was a moral teacher and a martyr who offered his life. And I'm just going to say that's a flat lie. He was murdered. And I can assure you that this individual was not looking to give up his life, but to spread his new doctrines of Islam. Dr. Karenga encourages Malcolm's teachings and expects, this never shows up in the literature at the programs at school, by the way. He encourages Malcolm's teachings and expectations to be raised at Kwanzaa celebrations. Dr. Karenga says Kwanzaa was created to reaffirm, to restore their rootedness in African culture. He and his followers believe that Kwanzaa is an expression of recovery and reconstruction of African culture. The Kwanzaa celebration consists of bringing food offerings to the ancestors. Also part of this idolatry scheme is the African carvings, the drink offerings, the music, dance, conversation, laughter, celebration. And this is a clear deception, and anyone that submits to this idolatry is in clear violation of God's word. In fact, I went and purchased a book of Kwanzaa from the store for $3.95. I don't think I'll get that for the one I've written, but mine is much larger. And it contains a lot more information. I have more information about their deception than they have about their deception. But anyway, it's the way it ought to be. We ought to be able to search out the things, you know. So, people, this celebration is slowly, it really is happening. It's infiltrating our school districts. It's affecting our children. And for those of you like myself that are grandchildren, this is why I'm concerned about it. Okay, and this is why everybody ought to have at least a taste for an introduction so you can remember. Let's call over there and see if Brother Glenn has got the book yet, because I should have it read in about a month or less. Do you remember when you was in elementary school, you just attended the programs that were scheduled, and your grandchildren ain't calling you up telling Grandma, guess where I went last week? Kwanzaa celebration. No, they talking about Christmas. What you got? It's carefully masked behind the Christmas celebration. It's no great emphasis. They just showed up for the program, got the curses, and went back home. Kwanzaa has seven principles that, and they do make them go to the program. Okay, Kwanzaa has seven principles that are each in direct contradiction with God's word. I won't go into those seven principles, but it does closely parallel the tabernacle of God. I'll just give you that information about it. Kwanzaa is simply the worship of the ancestors or the worship of the dead. And in particularly in the year 2000, I studied it for several years. Kwanzaa marked its 35th anniversary, and the theme of that year's celebration was peace and justice in the world. And this theme was taken from the ancient African teaching of Odu Ifa, a Orisha, which states that humans are divinely chosen to bring good into the world, and that this is the fundamental meaning and mission of human life. This Orisha name means principle of order, embodiment of knowledge, and oracle. Now, we, the believer, the Lord's church, is the community of people who are no longer one by virtue of and by natural ancestry, but rather one because of the person living in that community, Jesus Christ. The church, the ecclesia, is the true embodiment of Christ. Each individual member is therefore in Christ. Christ is not only the head of the church, he is also the content of the church. He is her substance. He is her identity. And believers should not be double-minded concerning their identities. There is only one identity that we should be associated with. That is Jesus. The carnal mind, the carnal man recognizes the flesh. He's concerned about the ancestors. I ask that you stand for a minute, then I'll let you sit back down. For those of you who would like to participate with me, we will go through some renunciation prayers. Amen?
Amen.
Would you repeat after me, in Jesus' name?
In Jesus' name.
I renounce all ungodly soul ties.
I renounce all ungodly soul ties.
Formed with the occult.
Are
cult religious
involvements
in all idolatry worship,
all Baal worship,
and other demonic spirits
that
entered
from
television programs,
all
movies such as I Love Lucy series,
and all others
that promoted satanic worship. I also renounce
all ungodly soul ties
formed with songs,
musicians,
their lyrics,
chanting,
demonic drumming,
musicians,
songwriters
such as
Carlos Santana,
Jimi Hendrix,
Desi Arnaz,
and
many others
I have agreed
with
through television,
movies,
radio,
record albums,
tapes,
concerts,
and others not
named.
I call back
my spirit
and my soul.
I send back
their spirit
and soul.
I exchange
their image
for the
image of Christ.
Father,
I ask for forgiveness
for
participating
in the
worship of the Orisha,
which is
giving worship unto
Satan.
I recognize this
to be sin.
I repent
of all involvement.
Father,
I ask you
for
forgiveness
through the
blood of Jesus.
We
renounce
all
allegiance to Satan,
all worship
through
ungodly music,
and
all evil spirits
we
called upon
in
error
through
television,
movies,
radio,
all
musicians
and
their songs
and
lyrics.
In
Jesus' name,
I now cut,
sever,
and loose myself
from
all ungodly soul
ties
that I've named
and
not named.
I declare
them destroyed,
made
null and void
by the
shed blood
of
the Lord Jesus Christ.
Now,
Father,
in
Jesus' name,
I
ask you to send out your
angels,
gather
together
all
portions
of
my fragmented
soul
to
free them
from
all bondages
and
restore
the
fragments
to
wholeness
in
their rightful
place
within
me.
I now
take
the
sword
of the Spirit,
which
is the Word of God,
and
I cut and sever
any
ungodly links
between
my soul
and
spirit.
I ask you,
Lord,
to cleanse,
sanctify
my spirit
with the
blood of the Lamb.
Thank
you, Lord,
for
restoring my
soul,
cleansing
and
sanctifying
my spirit.
Dear Lord,
I believe
the whole scripture
truth,
the whole
of God's revealed
will,
all
of his sacrifice
provided,
and
all that his
high priesthood
covers.
I confess
that
my
redemption
is
complete.
Satan's
dominion
over me
is
ended.
I
renounce
and
I rebuke
Satan
as
a false god.
I
forsake
all allegiance
to
him.
I worship
the Lord,
my
God,
and
in him
only
will
I serve.
I have
already confessed,
repented
of my own
sins,
and
I ask God
to
forgive me
now
according to
Leviticus
26:40,
Nehemiah
1:6,
Daniel
9:20,
I confess
and
repent
of
and
ask
forgiveness
for
the sins of my
parents
and
ancestors
whom
directly
or
indirectly
worship
Baal,
the Orishas,
through television,
songs,
music, radio, or any other medium, I ask forgiveness for the sins of my parents, sins of my forefathers, and if I have perpetrated any generation curses, I do this now by the power of your blood, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And I go back to Adam and Eve on both my mother and my father's sides of my family. I now cut, sever, loose myself, my seed, all future seed from all evil, Christ-hating curses resulting from my own sins and the sins of my forefathers. I break all soul ties with all spirits associated with the living dead. I break those soul ties in Jesus' name. I'm asking you to sit down. I'm going to take authority, Satan. I'm attacking you from my spiritual position in the third heaven, where I'm seated spiritually in Christ Jesus in the third heaven, high above all of your principalities, powers, mights, dominions, and every name that is named, not only in this world, but that which is to come. From that authority that God has given us, I come against all principalities by the blood of the Lamb, the name of Jesus, the authority of the believer, the unity of our spirits, and the word of God. In Jesus' name, I bind the strong man, commanders of legions, ruler demons, lesser demons, servant demons, underlying spirits, all of their co-hosts, all doorkeeper demons that are harassing each person present and keeping us in bondage. I take authority, I bind your powers, I command all the spirits of the hidden gods of worship, the Orishas, and all of the underlying spirits to line up in rank and file and begin to leave in an orderly fashion without hurting any person. I take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and I cut and sever every evil spirit in the family of the hidden gods of worship. From you, Satan, from one another, so you can't hang on to one another. You can't accompany each other, support each other. I also cut you asunder from every area of the mind, the soul, and the emotions, from all of the five senses we know of and those that are unknown. I cut and sever you from all the muscles, ligaments, the tendons, the nerves, the sinews, the tissues, from the vertebrae, the disc, and all portions of the spinal cord, from every organ and every limb. And I wash you and purge every area right now with the blood of Jesus. And Lord, I come and sever right now the conscious and the unconscious and the subconscious mind so all things of the past can be released. I bind and stir up the power demons, the strong men, the ruler demons, and every part of the mind, the soul, and the body. I throw confusion and weakness in your ranks, and I command every demon in the category which I've called out, the hidden deities of worship, to come out of darkness into light, line up. I forbid you to use any trickery, deceit, or mischief. I bind all the spirits in the family, the hidden gods of worship, directly to the authority of Jesus Christ, his divine judgment. And in the name of Jesus Christ, I command you, as I call your name, you're going to go to where Jesus tells you to go. I speak to the principalities, the fallen angels. I command you to come out in Jesus' name. Wholesome, come out. Ruler of the world, come out. Spirits of death, come out. Evil supernaturalism, come out. Spirits of hindrance, betraying, spirits of enchantment, all familiar spirits, all Orisha familiar spirits, Tarsus, children of the devil, fever, blindness, all infirmities, false prophets, thorn in the flesh, spirits of covetousness, false apostles, spirits of the imps, darkness, sorcery, oppression, python, unbelief. Your demons got to go. Every one of you got to go. There's nothing in here that agree with you. Our weapons are not carnal, but mighty through God to pull it out of strongholds. We're not going to fight you in the flesh. So you'll go. Fear of death, spirits of idolatry, spirit of the world, god of the age, all of the medium spirits, slumber, soul power, jealousy, rage, and rebellion, go. All spirits of hatred, anger, ugliness, resentment, rejection, spirits of the snakes, spider, caught in a web. I'm glad Brother Noah brought that out in the teaching today. Spider, caught in a web, come out. Cobra, mongoose, come out. All authorities, come out. The charmer spirits, all evil practices, theft, come out. The thief, wickedness, divination, darkness, denying, viper, magic, necromancy, come out. All principalities, come on out of there in Jesus' name. I cast you out in Jesus' name. Who are you to resist the name of Jesus? You have no authority here. All unclean spirits, come out. Powers, all wizards, come out. Spirits of corruption, come out. Come out, all strong men. Come out, Baal, false gospel, Nicolaitans, all deceiving spirits, the tempter, all spirits of accusation, adversary, come out. Spirits of bondage, come out. Spirits of the enemy, disobedience, Liar, lies, come out, all the strange gods that came in from false worship. The slanderous spirits, come out, manifest, go. Beast spirits, mockery, incest, orgies, illegitimate birth, come out, manifest, go, get out of there. Lasciviousness, wicked spirits, all spirits of witchcraft, go. Rulers, ruler of witchcraft, come out, all the trans spirits, just dancing in the spirit, drunk, yeah, come out. All those drunken spirits, you come out of there, you go in Jesus' name. Nature worship, false worship, flesh worship, holy jerking, worship of other gods, satanic worship, spirits of Kundalini, come out of there, Kundalini, come out, Odemeyer, come on out of there in Jesus' name. Spirits of the living dead, come out in Jesus' name. Now all of the kings, come out, chief princes, chief kings, all the giants, king of Babylon, come out, tower of Babylon, all devils, prince of devils, all princes, all serpents, all dominions, you go. We're destroying you in Jesus' name. God's given us a revelation of who you are, you lying demons of Orisha. You go. You go. All the witch spirits. Incidentally, this is the first time I've taught it, and I've had the information 5, 6, 7 years. I shared it with the local congregation, mostly on a one-on-one praying for people. But it's the first time I delivered it. You know, I was just waiting on God. Alexander spirits, you come out of here in Jesus' name. All legions come out. Rulers, world rulers come out. Chief rulers come out. All captains, chief captains. Jezebel, all demons, come out. Balaam, come out. Murder, son of the morning, come out here. Come out, all destroyer spirits. Apollyon, come out. Host of hell, Antichrist, Nimrod, come out of there. That's the father of iron and steel, okay? Nimrod, okay. Come out, Nimrod spirits, come out in Jesus' name. Great red dragon, come out. False religions. Now all of the Catholic spirits hidden behind the saints that came in through the movies, through the television series, through radio, through music, come out. All movie and background music spirits, you come out also. Come out of us in Jesus' name. All television series such as I Love Lucy and others, and the music spirits operating within these programs, come out of us now. You go in Jesus' name. You go in Jesus' name. All spirits that enter through music and songs such as Carlos Santana's, Jimi Hendrix, The Grateful Dead, other artists, jazz music, rock music, rap music, all the drum rhythm spirits, come out, go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. And all that we have named, including those that are not named that were ungodly worship, you go in Jesus' name. I break the Santeria curses of our life, generational Santeria curses. I break them in Jesus' name. I break them in Jesus' name. I break them in Jesus' name. All the Kumai curses, I break them in Jesus' name. I break them in Jesus' name. All voodoo curses, I break them. I break them. All curses that was placed against your forefathers, I break those curses in Jesus' name. I break those curses in Jesus' name. Now the prince of the southern, that's written in the voodoo, you come out, you go in Jesus' name. Spirits of bondage, you go. Slavery, you go. I break the will of this curse. I break his power. You go. All you demons, you go. Kwanzaa, you go in Jesus' name. All of the Orishas, come out. Ishu, Abba, Obadala, Odalawa, Okan, Oran, Oshan, Oya, Shango, Obabalui, Yonye, Ifa, Oromila. All of the queens of the coast, come out. The marine spirits, all water spirits, river spirits, and ocean spirits, come out of us. Come out of us in Jesus' name. Astaroth, come out of there. God's essential love. Baal, the storm god and false worship, come out of us in Jesus' name. Merodach, head god of Babylon, come out. Nebo, god of wisdom and literature, come out. That's the one of the riches. The Canaanite spirits, come out in Jesus' name. All the Satan worship, come out. Angel of light spirits, come out. Lucifer, come out of there. All of the riches, hidden gods from Nigeria, come out of us. Come out of our families. Come out of our generations. From Canaan, from Satan, from Lucifer. I break the curses all the way back in Jesus' name. They are broken. Won't we stand up, please? You see. I think we ought to. They consider me pretty square kind of person around the church at home. But I really think we ought to just praise the Lord about that. Lord, we just thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for deliverance, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for deliverance, Lord. Lord, we praise you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for deliverance, Lord. Delivering us, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. 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 Lord, I pray you send your angels to gather up all the fragments, all the principalities that are loose and common and familiar that are floating through the air. Just gather them all up, Lord. Send your angels. Gather them up and change the shackles. We command them to go now when you receive them, Lord Jesus. That these grounds are swept right now. And we thank you for the blood of Jesus that covers these grounds. And these grounds are blessed, Lord God. Your people are blessed, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, what you have started, you were able to complete, Lord God. And Lord, you are faithful and just to keep us, Lord God. And Lord, I just bless the people of God. Lord, the grace of God which shall keep us, Lord God. And we shall do valiantly and then the work you've called us to do. Lord, I hereby bless your people in Jesus' name. Amen.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.